the assault on humanity that we're living under right now is not really biological warfare. It's actually psychobiological warfare or psychobio warfare. What it means is there's a biological component, which is, of course, the spike protein in the vaccines, the mRNA transfection gene altering weapon system that's delivered via a needle. But the far more important element is the psychological warfare or psychoterrorism that's being inflicted upon the world, because without the psychological warfare, they could not drive people into the vaccine injections, which delivers the biowarfare component. So understand, they haven't really released, not yet, something like smallpox on the world or Ebola or some big, obvious bioweapon that just turns people's tissue into jelly on the streets as you're walking by. What they've done is they've unleashed psychoterrorism campaigns to drive people into the death shot injection centers, which are the vaccine clinics and the pharmacies and the hospitals. And there, they're injecting people with the death shots and accomplishing the depopulation goals. But again, it would not be possible without the psychological operation backing all of it. In the days when war was simply kinetic in nature, they did not have to resort to the psychological terrorism to this degree, because nobody had to tell you when bombs were falling around you. It was kind of obvious. You could hear it. You could feel it. You could see it. So in World War II, when the people of London were huddled in the basements of their homes, hiding from the German V2 rockets that were being sent against the city, just raining down, you know, hell from above, nobody had to accompany that with a fake media campaign that told you to be afraid, because you were naturally afraid when, you know, buildings were exploding right next to you and you could hear the bombs and you could feel the shudder and you could even hear the screams of people who were injured and killed and so on, right? So kinetic warfare comes with its own built-in psychological trauma. But biological warfare is invisible. And because it's invisible, i.e. nobody can see the virus, the people running the war can make up anything without any evidence whatsoever, and they simply rely on people to believe in the deception, to create their own inner fear state, which leads people into compliance and obedience. So understand that, I mean, ask yourself, look around, have you ever seen COVID? No. No one has. No one has ever seen COVID. And frankly, for the most part, if you weren't paying attention to the media, you probably wouldn't know there was COVID or any such thing. Except for the secondary effects, of course, like why are people wearing masks or why are we having these lockdowns or, you know, what's going on here? Those are secondary effects, but no one has seen COVID. And no one has seen Omicron or any variant or Delta for that matter. No one has seen any of this. And in fact, it can be argued that they don't even exist in an isolated, purified form that's shown to cause disease, because no lab in the world has ever been able to isolate any of these as an actual collection of particles that are purified and isolated. It just doesn't exist. We've been through that before in previous podcasts. So it's all illusion, which means they have to paint the fear in your mind. And this is how this has become a pandemic of the mind, a mind virus. Instilling fear in your mind through media programming and fake science, you know, fake news, and by killing people with ventilators and possibly skin-penetrating toxic nanoparticles and so on, maybe releasing spike protein nanoparticles on cities, they are literally killing people, and they are spraying certain groups and so on. No doubt about that. And there are toxic nanoparticles, just like there's toxic, you know, nerve gas and sarin gas and so on. There are toxic chemicals in the world. But to date, there's been no solid proof of any virus behind any of this. So it's a war without an actual physical weapon. It's like they're dropping bombs on you, but there are no bombs. The bombs are in your own mind. They're carpet bombing your brain, or carpet bombing your consciousness is a better way to say that. And that's what's causing everybody to freak out and comply. So how do you combat this kind of war? Because again, this is unrestricted warfare. This has never happened before in the history of the planet. Not like this. This is a depopulation, genocidal, global war on humanity being waged in the realm of belief. And if you believe in Fauci, and if you believe in the FDA, and if you believe in the science journals, and if you believe in this death cult, then you will line up to get injected with the death weapon and you will die. So if they can control your belief system, they can kill you. They can maneuver you into committing suicide. However, if you discard those beliefs and stand strong in the shared belief of reality, then you can survive this by rejecting the illusions. You can dispel the illusions. And think about what that word means. To dispel means to dispel. And this is a spell that has been cast upon humanity. You know, the virus of the mind, it's a spell. So if you can disassemble the spell, you are dispelling it, and then you are restoring your clarity of mind to be able to make decisions based on reality rather than the illusions that have been projected in front of you in order to convince you to kill yourself. It's kind of like if you are walking towards the edge of a cliff, but if the globalists have a 3D hologram projector, let's say, and they can project an image that it's not an edge of a cliff, rather it is a sidewalk or a bridge, and they can convince you that you're walking across the bridge, well, you're going to take that step and you're going to step into the air and fall off the edge of the cliff. Why? Because you believe the illusion that there was a bridge there. That's exactly what they're doing now. So a lot of the answer here is about getting back to reality. And you notice that in our modern world, they've tried so hard to distance us from reality with, for example, transgenderism and many other things. Transgenderism claims that biology isn't real. And so they want to weave illusions that claim that a man can be a woman, right? Or a woman can be a man, or some other of 87 other genders in between or whatever. Again, all illusion, but it's indicative of the spell weaving that's taking place in our modern society. It's a kind of sorcery to convince people. And they've even done this in the medical system. They've got the American Medical Association now teaching transgenderism, teaching doctors. There's even the group that accredits medical schools is now in full-blown genetic denialism. They're saying there's no such thing as genetic differences between human beings. They're saying there's no such thing as races. There's no such thing. So, I mean, again, full-blown biological denialism and genetic denialism. And the result of this is that they're living in these artificial dream worlds. And once you're captured by that dream world, then the establishment can feed you almost any lie and you will believe it, such as, oh, here's Omicron. You must take this shot to save your life, and the shot is filled with something that will kill you. So how do you get back to reality? Well, one way is to actually spend time in reality, and that means taking a walk in nature. So when you see the real world around you and you get away from your screens and your mobile devices and, you know, your virtual browser tabs and everything, and I don't know, your goggles or your VR goggles, whatever, you get away from all that, you get into the real world, it reattunes your mind to the reality around you, to physical reality. Nature is real. You know, trees are real. Plants are real. Dirt, grass, rocks, trees, air, all these things are real. And for too many people, they've been living, obviously, in artificial worlds, and they no longer recognize reality, so they're very easy for globalists to manipulate. The other thing is to check in with your senses. So these illusions that are being weaved, the spells, they demand that you deny your own sensory reality. So you can see for yourself that a man cannot become a woman, but then they try to convince you cognitively in their virtual abstract world that, oh no, men can have babies. Men can get pregnant, right? So it's this abstract concept. Well, this can be stripped away rather easily by just observing the world around you. Have you ever seen a man become a woman and have babies? No, never happened. Never happened in the history of the world, never will happen, period. It just doesn't work. because you're either born a man or a woman, and that's the hardware you're born with, and you can't become a woman. And by the way, you know, you can't change all your genes anyway. You know, you can't go from XY to XX chromosomes and then just magically be a woman. Of course, we know that, but people are being totally confused and misled about this. So trust your senses. That's why I did a recent podcast that had that title, Trust Your Senses. When you know that 1 + 1 = 2, and you can even count it on your fingers if you're not sure, and yet somebody else out there in the media is saying, no, 1 + 1 = 3.7, whatever, you know, you've got to have the presence of mind and the courage to say, no, that's false. What's true is right here, 1 + 1 = 2. What's true is biology, physical reality. What's true is nature, and so on. So in other words, you can be your own fact checker. Now, the mainstream fact checkers are fact liars or false fact liars. They deliberately lie and try to pretend that they have a monopoly on facts while they're telling you all these lies, like, oh, the COVID vaccines are all safe and effective. And, oh, all these soccer players are falling over dead just by coincidence, you know, things like that. You can be your own fact checker, and you should be. And if you can't trust your own observations and your own sense, then they will ensnare you in this system, and they will ultimately kill you with these death shots. So trusting your senses and trusting your perceptions, because remember, you were created by God. You are a creation by God that has been given the gift of consciousness. If you don't trust your own consciousness, if instead you surrender your life to someone else's spells and visions and sorcery, then you will be destroyed. That is their goal. That's the global depopulation genocide agenda. And a lot of people are waking up to this now. Not everybody yet, but more and more will, as it becomes irrefutable that this is a giant death cult system that's trying to exterminate humanity. So it's actually very easy to say no to this. It's very straightforward. It's easy to break the spell. You just have to have faith in yourself and in your perceptions and in your reality and truth and, you know, mathematics and physics and biology and the things that are actually real. It's not hard to break the spell. It's the weak-minded people who go in and believe the spells because they want to be socially conforming to whatever is currently popular or currently demanded. So the weak-minded will destroy themselves. Yet the strong-willed, like yourself, those who have the courage to stand up and just note the truth, you can survive this rather easily compared to everybody else. So that's my answer. Trust your senses. Trust reality. Be your own fact checker and say no to the spells and the delusions. All right. Thank you for listening. I'm Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger, naturalnews.com and brighteon.com. Take care.